This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. The Taliban say they have captured another provincial capital, Shibirgan, in the north of the country, but Afghan government officials say the insurgents control only part of the city. The French news agency quoted an interior ministry spokesperson as saying the Taliban controlled parts of the city, but pledging that security forces backed by reinforcement and the uprising forces will once again clear the city from the terrorists. News reports say the Afghan government has called for U.S. heavy bombers to strike Taliban targets in the city. On Friday, the insurgents captured another regional capital, Zaranj, in Nimroz province. The Taliban have taken control of vast tracts of rural Afghanistan since early May, when they launched a series of offensives to coincide with the start of the final withdrawal of foreign troops. Afghan government forces largely abandoned the countryside to the insurgents, but are now scrambling to defend a string of cities. The U.S. Senate has taken a significant step toward passing a $1 trillion infrastructure package. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
The yeas are 67, the nays are 27.
It was an important vote, but a procedural one.
The motion is agreed to.
Senator Tom Carper put it in perspective.
While we're grateful to everybody who voted for cloture, it is not the end. But it takes us a step closer.
The $1 trillion package would provide an injection of federal money for a range of public works programs, from roads and bridges to broadband internet access, drinking water, and more.
This is a compromise product.
Before casting a yes vote to proceed, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell offered this.
What our early statesmen called internal improvement is a core government responsibility.
More votes will be needed before